Hey everyone, I'm Alex.
And I'm Matt.
And today we're going to talk about dragons. And we go off into a rant on...
We go all over the place.
All over the place, around the town. Chromatic dragons is what our focus is today.
Yeah, chromatic dragons and specifically the differences between the different kinds of dragons.
Especially their hordes.
Yeah, the hordes is definitely the main focus. And then a couple personality traits here and there.
And then lots of talk, as usual, of my campaign setting, Farley and I.
Well, that's where we are currently. That's the most relevant thing at the moment.
Exactly. You know what? Eventually, we're making a campaign book.
Oh, God, stop it.
A setting book.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
I have to.
Dude, no.
There's so much.
Yeah, cut this out of the intro. I also like the idea of, like, you got a dragon.
Yes.
You got a dragon in your game. He should be more than just a dragon. Like, even just going by, like, I don't want to say raw because it's not rules, but...
You mean, like, one of the stat
going, block? New phrase that I'm going to institute now.
Okay.
Is law. Lore as written.
Okay.
Just because I've been trying to find a way to say that for a while. Anyways, so the lore is written.
Yes.
The law of dragons in D&D. Is that they are these big scaled tyrants. Pretty sure they call them that all the time. Who command an area.
Yeah.
They have their giant horde. And, like, the very act of them having a lair within a region changes the region just from the ambient magic that seeps out of the dragon and into the ground. So many people I've seen in different games will play dragons as just a big charismatic bad guy for an arc. Or maybe even less than that for some higher level campaigns.
Okay.
Where I feel it's underrepresented that the power that they have within a community. Because you get a dragon that's nesting in a community that's getting a horde. He's getting that horde from somewhere. I don't see a lot of people actually having dragons go out and, like, pillaging villages and, like, just ambushing trade caravans. Like, they might do that, but that's really usually a side thing that they do just while they're out already anyways. Or if they need, like, a midnight snack or something like that and they're just going to eat the horses.
Yeah.
If they even care about that. But what I don't see is, you got a dragon, the highest people in that kingdom, that area, whether it be like a little village or an actual city that's nearby, they would know about it. In my head, they'd be the ones giving tributes to the dragon, like protection money to the mafia.
Yeah, like paying taxes.
Yeah. Yeah. The kobolds actually worship the dragons.
Yep.
They love the dragons. There's a kobold nest, whatever you want to call it, kobold home, in the area. They're going to know about it. They would go out and be the ones who are pillaging villages and things like that as opposed to dragons. The dragon's going to be not even going to care about that.
No.
You have, not to mention the actual horde itself. I think they wrote about it in, Tolkien wrote about it in The Hobbit when Smaug was killed. How Smaug was killed, all of this money and wealth just poured out into the surrounding areas and essentially funded the five armies.
Yeah.
And you had coins from mints that were thousands of years ago, like civilizations long past.
Oh, yeah.
You have essentially $1 trillion leaked out into the three nearest countries. What does that do to the economy of those areas? Like... Think about somebody walking up to the mayor of our town, just going, here's a check for $3 trillion.
How much of it would actually get down to, like, the common folk, too?
Yeah, exactly. How many people would actually even know about it?
So,
as opposed to one person just getting an obscene amount of power.
The way that my dragons are in my world is that there are, there's kind of like a, their own little battle world kind of going on.
Yeah.
Where, the ancient dragons that are in my world... There's a couple of them, and they all kind of command a territory that's like, I oversee this territory, you and you don't infringe on my territory.
Hey, I'm going to be over here.
Yep.
I don't care about you. You don't care about me. You stay over there.
They generally don't care about the wormlings. They generally, like, don't care about the younglings.
The wormlings can't do anything.
I'll eat you. It's the... Enterprising, like, young and adult dragons that, like, bug them a little bit. For those dragons, like, they, in my world, are a part of it. Like, they're just an accepted piece. They're not hidden.
Oh, yeah.
They're not something that people like, oh, I've heard of dragons. No, I know.
He lives in the mountains over there.
I know what dragon that is. I hear his thunderous wings from like miles away.
Yeah.
They're just a part of the setting. That being said, they're also like, depending on which one I'm going to talk about, there is a system of tribute for them in my world. There are kings that pay basically tax to them, the protection money kind of thing. But yeah. Depending which one it is, it's like kind of like a respect thing. Keep them away from having to come hunt it, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And the ancients in my world they've kind of hit that point where I've got a horde. I've got a big horde. I've got really no reason to go out and sink a ship, you know, go take a galleon and bring it back to my lair.
Yeah.
That's your adult dragon. And then there is...
You've got something to prove.
There's that, like, under each of these dragons' domains, I'll admit to at least four that are ancients, that are, like, very active in their domain. It's the adult dragons you have to worry about in my world. Those ones are the ones that are going out and trying to make a lair and make a name for themselves and trying to, like, when the old man dies, I'm the one that takes over.
Yeah.
So those guys are the jerks. And those are the ones that, like, you will end up running into. Like, when I get the campaign going and you guys hit level 20, and, you know, if something happens where one of them goes, I want more now.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's where, like, you're going to have, you know, a beyond level 20 campaign arc. Where it's going to be, I'm coming down, and, like, you know, what Matt Mercer did with the group of dragons was
good. Yeah, the Chroma Conclave.
But the way I see it happening with my world is, like, it's not going to be a, like, steady ramp up. It's going to be, like, here's an ancient, and he's gonna take those five guys, like, that first, they're just going to come swooping in, and that's going to be the fight. You know, it's going to be four or five adults with an ancient, and that's going to be the battle, and
that's going to be fun.
Yeah, and if they come steamrolling through, you have about the time it takes from the first two places they hit for you to see the line and then get to the other side and prepare for the fight.
Yeah. You see them get to the next town, so that way you can start up the defenses there, because that first town's already gone.
Yeah.
It's already done.
And I have, I mean, Dragon's My World, there is, it's not much of a spoiler, and it's also not to saying where it is, but, I mean, there is a dragon who is, like, a metallic dragon. He's, like, an advisor to a king, like, or possibly a king. Like,
yeah.
There's, like, I don't want to give too much away about that, but, like, they've ingrained themselves in the world on the secret end, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the metallics, like...
Well, I mean, just look at silver dragons. That's what they do.
Yeah. And, I mean, one of the ancients that claims a territory is actually, like, dramatic, that claims a huge swath of land, because, like, they're not normally so invested in, like, controlling the land.
Yeah.
More so it's like, this is my territory and
I'm keeping everybody else out.
Yeah. So
plus I like this place. They get good honey buns.
Right? Exactly. And like, not every dragon is like this super malicious kind of character.
Oh God, no.
But yet there is that underlying ego with a lot of them. And it comes with like, I've lived for, I forget how long, you know, you guys weren't here when I started. Let's put it that way. And
I remember when dwarves were first a thing.
Exactly.
Can you imagine?
I got like some old dragons, and then it's just that ego comes with it, because like I'm like, it's not to them, it's not even ego.
Yeah.
It's like, this is not ego. I literally could kill you right now. Like you don't know, do you? There's comfort and like also a lot of discomfort in the fact that you just don't know.
Like, what are they teaching you? I'm going to have to, like, am I going to have to put some of my hoard into the school system here? Like,
right. Like, what I kind of like, doing? I like that. I like that.
What is going on in my territory? This is not okay.
But, like,
walk up to a dragon and you start talking like you own the place. Like, what is the matter with you?
Right. So, actually, what I do like about, I'd say about my white dragons in one of the Arctic areas. Is that they're the bestial, they're the feral ones.
Yeah.
What I do like about these dragons is that the ancient that's there is like, it's her children. These adult dragons that are like roaming, these like young dragons, like they're all her family. She's running like a mafia kind of thing. And she's like happy with a small horde because it's like, for them, they are the bestial. They are about the hunt. They are about that. Mm-hmm. So like, yeah. The horde, I like how the hordes, like something we should talk about is how different the hordes are. I like the whites in my world.
Yeah.
Oh, they're like, so like, there's not a lot up where the territory is. It's very Arctic. There's not a lot of civilization.
They don't have a lot of stuff.
I played with the idea of the hordes where like the whites, like she'll send them down to get things maybe periodically.
Yeah.
She's the one that has the adults hit like the ships that are going by in the Arctic regions.
Yeah, like you get a trophy. Go get a ship. Go get the prized Navy warship.
Come drag me out a Kraken.
Right?
You know, like send the four of you. Don't, you know, like maybe, you know,
a Kraken would wipe the floor with an adult dragon.
But send like four or five adult dragons. Yeah. Like, you know, and she loses two of her kids. She's got this Kraken roaming around on the ice now that she can go hunt down and fight.
How devastating is it to a dragon to lose a child?
You want to find out?
Well, it's like, because the PCs kill a white dragon wormling. All of a sudden, that white dragon, being as primal as she is, is going to be like, all right, treaties are off.
I mean, you've heard Mama Bear.
Yeah.
Now Mama Dragon.
Yeah.
You know, so like a lot of them don't care. So much, like, or they like seem like they wouldn't care so much.
Yeah,
but it is also like, even if they don't care, like, on a loving scale, like, I don't love my children.
Yeah,
but they're my blood. They're necessary and they're mine.
Yeah, they're my next in line. Like,
yeah, like, what are you doing? Like, I hate that kid, but I'm the only one who can kill him. You know,
But he hasn't done anything wrong to me, so what the hell are you doing? I picture every, like, ancient dragon that has its area of influence like a Yakuza boss.
Okay.
You would dishonor them. Depending on the scale of dishonor, or, like, slight, or what have you, they're going to wreak that out on everybody else around you.
Oh, yeah.
Within, like, a 10 square mile area of wherever it happened.
Definitely.
To show as like a display.
Oh yeah, like this is that's a big don't do that.
Yeah.
Here's why. Let me make an example.
Yeah, exactly. And then taking that to the scale of you just killed the Yakuza boss's kid. Everything's off. There's going to be 10 people in that entire territory that are living after this.
Oh yeah, I mean, and they're only going to leave enough living just to spread the word.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those things where you need to make an example. For there to, like, if there's no one alive to spread the word, then what was the point of even doing it?
Exactly.
To them. Like, that mindset of, like, I need this to be seen.
Yeah. Oh.
Dracoliches, too.
I feel like Dracoliches in these games in 5th edition are way underpowered.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't really looked at stat blocks for Dracolich. I haven't even tried.
Because when I think Dracolich, I think of... what you call it? I think of a lich that is a dragon.
That's exactly what they are.
Yeah, but they don't get, like, the spell casting or anything. It's like, when I think of dragons, I still think of, like, earlier editions where the dragons were also, like, an ancient red dragon was also a 9th level spellcaster. Or it was also a 20th level spellcaster.
There would be no, like... See, I think that the reason why they didn't put anything like that in the first book, like, the first run of things, is because they still don't have any official... past level 20 rules.
Yeah.
They don't have any prestige classing. I've come up with my own system that I think will work.
Yeah. Because, I mean,
but,
like, you got...
Who knows?
They keep on saying that dragons have immense magical powers.
Yeah.
That's just what they say. None of them can cast a spell.
Well, I mean, look at the... Well, actually, some of them have innate spell casting, I think. But,
like a green dragon. Like, green dragons should be cast spells. Also, what's the personality trait of the blue dragons? Or what's their big thing? I completely forgot. Because nobody ever uses blue dragons.
They are a desert dragon, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, they're a desert dragon. They got lightning. They have a burrow speed.
Yep.
Which, like...
Where does it say? Like,
dragon just... flying dives into the ground to start burrowing. It's like, okay, what?
I actually have one of the ancients in a smog-esque kind of, like... It's up in the mountains.
Yeah.
One that would be known of in, like, by story.
Yeah.
Who hasn't been seen in a long time, herself, is Blue Death.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a part of my lore.
Also, like, good luck finding a blue dragon horde.
But...
They're just gonna have it buried.
These guys are... Well, exactly. But they're the like, trapdoor spiders of dragons. These guys bury themselves up to the snout and just wait.
Yeah, but I mean, for personality traits, like, you got the black dragons are sadists. You got the green dragons are tricksters.
So,
you got the red dragons, they are the ambitious, greedy, envious.
According...
You got white dragons, which are the feral ones. What the hell are the blue dragons?
Blue dragons covet valuable and talented creatures.
Oh, okay.
Hoarders of gems. So,
the blue dragons are the slavers.
Yeah, they're like... So, like, I imagine their horde is not...
Their horde is an army.
Yeah, like... Not only do I hoard, like, valuable gems, that whole, that desert
on top of the normal,
routine,
like,
but, like,
hordes, they have, their horde is...
I collect people.
Yeah.
Which...
They're the slavers, they're the army collector, okay. I'm actually a lot more excited about blue dragons, because I never looked up what their personality quirk was for the dragons.
So, you guys will be in that area. Like, the area, like, where, Ambrose is.
Yeah.
Between Ambrose and the mountains, the spine of the world,
mm-hmm.
That is a territory of blue dragons.
Yeah.
And I actually, I forgot a lot about them because we haven't been towards that area in a while, so I need to brush back up. But I have a couple that are already fleshed out in my notes in a book somewhere. It's the biggest problem I have is that I have so, like, because I just grab scratch pads and notebooks constantly and fill them.
Blue dragon gladiatorial arena. Choose the best and the brightest for the Blue Dragon's army.
You were in Ambrose the first day, right?
Yeah.
During the Colosseums?
Mm-hmm.
The yearly event. Who do you think would bring some, like, champion-level shit?
The Blue Dragon. I was saying more, who do you think would take the champion-level shit? Why do you think the games are there in the first place?
You're on the right path.
Yeah.
You want to go to the front and just, like, start from Black Dragon? And then we can circle back around to the liches.
Sure. What is the horde for a black dragon? Because I know a black dragon is just, like, the sadist dragons.
I know what I have the horde as in mine, but let's see. So, yeah. Brutal, cruel. Foes and servants. Wealth of the ancients. Okay, so wealth of the ancients. So, black dragons. They hoard treasures and magic items of crumbled empires and conquered kingdoms to remind themselves of their greatness. The more civilizations a dragon outlasts, the more entitled it feels to claim the wealth of current civilizations for itself.
Yeah, so they're like the trophy collectors.
Yeah, so I'd imagine they're going for the statues and historical pieces and magic items. Like, a black dragon would be the one that's carrying, like, a vestige from Matt's campaign.
So the family heirlooms of, like, the highest noble houses.
Yes.
Finally making their way back if this dragon is killed.
This fallen house, like, that was destroyed. And he's got, like, half the family heirlooms.
Yeah.
He's got the scepter.
He's probably nested in your that family's castle.
Right. And you know what I like, and I would love to see, but it would be very, very scary. It's a slight deviation, but it circles right back around to the dragons.
Okay.
D&D in the past had... A civilization, start with D, I think, I forget the name, but basically their casters, like, they gave humans, like, very strong magic in this area.
Okay.
Like, stronger than the elves' magic. And it was, like, they're casting level 11 spells.
Oh, God.
Like, there's a level 11 spell, which, Wish is a 9th level spell.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you can bring someone back from the dead without any consequences, kind of thing.
Just pink.
Or, like, everyone who's dead on this battlefield right now, I can choose, like, 20 of you guys, and you're all back to life with one spell. Or, if you're to sit there and barter with your DM and go off what they wrote. You know what I mean? So, a level spell, they literally took mountains, cleaved them in half, and made them levitate with that magic. And, like, this is someone casting a spell, and it made, like, this range of floating mountains or something. So... Imagine that to that a slight level of that scale, where a dragon goes and, like, I want that castle, and, like, drops these, like, huge crystal circles, or has like these high level, like, not dragonborn, like, what is it, like, dragon folk, like, the half dragons, in, like,
where the dragon gave out part of its power.
Yeah, like, imagine dragon was like, I want this castle for my horde. So over the next 100 years. I am making the strongest half-dragon children I can, somehow, whatever, however they're made. I don't know the lore for them. I imagine like children
infuse magic,
yeah, something
like,
right?
Like polymorph, infiltrate ranks, and start having kids with people.
Just I want the strongest half dragon casters I can. Then I'm going to set up 5 circles of them, and all 5 circles are going to do this ritual at the same time. And then this castle is going to like just be seared from the land and teleported to like this open space I made where my horde is.
Yeah.
Like, could you imagine?
Cleared out some of the gold.
No, all of a sudden, like you're going like subterranean, you know, scrapunking, you know, like a couple hundred years later, and then you find a castle that's underground.
Right? It's like, this isn't Drow.
Like,
what's not? Drow didn't make this.
And like,
didn't make this.
I feel like that's like a black, like, there's a couple dragons that would do that. And I think the black dragon would be one of them that goes like, I want that castle.
Yeah. The goth dragons, essentially. It's like, I need the biggest, most, like, story-wise impacting horde. So, like, the stuff in my horde needs to be, like, the coolest kind of thing. Like, the most dark and subtle.
So, blue dragons?
Blue dragons, we just read.
Hoarders of gems, and I imagine they are, like, slavers.
Yeah. Yeah, I was about to say, they got their basic dragon horde, which, yeah, you're... artwork, a couple magic items, crap tons of gold, that kind of thing. Like, that's your basic dragon horde. That's going to be what every dragon has.
And then some crazy, interesting people.
Yeah.
Or Stockholm syndromed.
Yeah, or maybe not. Okay. Maybe they're just afraid of the dragon.
Incels. I mean, but what kind of... Here's a question. Are they collecting powerful individuals? Or are they collecting just interesting? Because... Powerful individuals could cause issues for them.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you group them all together.
I mean, I think it'd be a cool...
Powerful individuals if they're Stockholm syndrome?
Maybe, yeah. I think it might be interesting if they... Like, I collected the party. And now your classic, like, campaign opener, to harken back to an episode, where everyone's in a dungeon.
Yeah.
You're in a dragon's dungeon.
Oh, my God. What if there's a blue dragon who, like... lost her children, let's say.
Oh, no.
And then decided to start collecting people and won't let them go because she's too busy taking care of them.
I would go even a step... Like, I saw that coming. I knew where you were going with it. I could see it in your eyes.
It's like, I have to go home. My children... I need to go take care of my children. And the dragon just goes... The guy goes, what? The dragon just goes, grandbabies!
Let's get them.
The guy's just like, no!
What if... That collector mentality, here's a story plot to go before we switch to the next one. You killed my favorite child. My next line. You adventurer. So I take you. I break you. I Stockholm syndrome you. I polymorph you. You take their place. Mm-hmm. And you like it. And they do true polymorph. Or, and they like, just, you are now a dragon.
Or they turn into a half dragon.
Well, I imagine...
Depending on how you want to go for spellcasting for your dragons.
I imagine the plotline would be great for that dragon, that adventurer.
You have my baby now.
You have to save them. That, like, classic, kill me. I can't not try to kill you, but I need you to kill me.
Yeah.
I need you to put an end to this unnatural life of mine. I think that'd be really interesting.
How would that affect, like, a warlock who's under, like, a pact? Like, how would that go down?
That would take some thought.
Like, let's use Darren.
Okay.
Darren gets Stockholm syndromed and turned into a dragon.
Yeah.
And Darren's like, this is sick. I love this. This is awesome.
Well, that's part of Stockholm, right?
Like, yeah, exactly. Like, so Darren's like stoked about it. He's loving it.
There's a level of humanity that needs to remain in the back of their head that takes over. I imagine Aragorn.
Just so it's possible.
I would go as far as maybe like to make it work an Aragorn thing.
Okay.
Where Murtagh was it's kind of like a fae kind of thing, the way they ran it. He beat him down and, like, learned his true name.
Yeah.
Him and his dragon. And, like, Galbatorix. Learned their true names and made them make oaths that, like, the magic binds them to a point where they cannot break the oath at all.
Yeah.
But, like, they can find loopholes in the oath, kind of like the fae thing where, like, yeah, when you make an oath with the fae, like... Literally, the courts, like, when like, Maber Titanes goes, no talking about this. Or, like, you can't give this information to an enemy or something like that. But they're able to find that loophole where, like, no, I can't answer you. I can't say yes or no, but but if you ask the right questions, I can answer those questions, kind of thing. Where, like, I imagine that whole Stockholm Syndrome where they're bound to that dragon.
Yeah.
Like, they have to, like, find that loophole. Where it's, like, Galbatorx first laid down the whammy on him, and he went to fight Aragorn, he let him live. Because he found a loophole where it's like, I just have to defeat you, not kill you. But he's gonna fix this.
Oh, yeah.
And the next time you see me, I can't do this again. I'm better than you, and I will kill you. So get better.
Yeah. You know, so I just love the, like, Darren shapeshifted. He's polymorphed. He's the dragon. He's loving it. Party comes to come and rescue him. Would he even still be there? Like, what would his patron do?
Oh, you're talking about what the patrons would do about
it. Yeah.
You want to see a war? Well, that's a question.
But so, seriously, though, that would...
with the Fae patrons, I imagine, like, a lot, most times, they're not emotionally invested in you.
Yeah.
It's more of, like, another thing of, like, on the dragon's end, where you've disrespected me. You've taken my property.
Yeah.
And that is a slight against me and my court, and it's a fight.
So, would the patrons come and save you? Just so that they can get their investment back? Or would they, like, wipe their hands of it?
I feel like at...
They'd be sitting there like, this guy is stupid enough to get himself captured by a dragon.
If the dragon understands the Fae enough, they're probably going to pay a wereguild. They're going to go, like, I had to take that. I know this is yours. I know the game. I apologize for that inconvenience. Here, from my hoard to you, is a equal, you know, like, equal to my slight against you kind of thing. Or, like, or they might, like... I imagine that's, honestly, that'd probably be more of a green thing. I think, you know...
Yeah, that'd be more of a green thing. But, like, the Blue Dragons, who, their whole thing is, my people are my horde.
Yeah.
Probably running some underground city somewhere.
Well, like, also... Which,
now that I think about it, that would also be awesome.
They might actually twist it. If you want to go, like, really deep into it and go layer down, your representative disrespected me.
Yeah.
And I am taking my rightful, like, claim... Then the Fae would have to go, okay, yeah, that's the way it works.
Makes sense.
That makes sense.
But
I want that back. So I cannot act against the dragon. But you guys.
And you.
Let me.
And you.
Let me get.
And you.
I want to get this other party, you know, this other group. And I'm going to say, you guys, I want them back, you know. And, like, we're going to have to go around the route, you know, just around the block with this. We're going to have to, like, do this the right channels. To get it back.
So then you can have a Fae army.
Yeah.
Acting on behalf of the Fae. But not...
Fae. I don't even think it would be... I think it would have to be something other than the Fae.
Oh, no, but, like, acting on behalf of the patron.
Yeah, like, I'll
call going against the army that's acting on behalf of the dragon, because the Fae and the dragon can't go head-to-head, because they're just following the laws.
Exactly.
So then, like, oh, God, I love it.
But that's a lot of upper-level, like...
Yeah,
That can't occur at, like, you guys at, like, under level 10.
Oh, yeah. But dragon stuff probably, like that. The dragon probably would be raising an eyebrow at us right now.
She'd be like... Yeah. If that. All right. Green dragons.
Green dragons.
Green dragons.
Probably my favorite, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, I love green dragons.
They like living treasures.
Yeah.
Conflict and corruption. Manipulative schemers.
Yeah. Although blue dragons are now kind of creeping up there.
Oh, yeah.
But I love the, like, the dragon who's like, I really don't want a whole lot of stuff. I want to cause as much trouble as I can.
So, my loves have been, like, the black dragon and the blue dragon.
Yeah.
And I've started to get a real good appreciation for green dragons. But what I like about the black dragons is, like, I want, like, a part of my horde is, like, the heads of adventurers who've, like, come to take me and, like, little placards. Like, they take a, like, they taxidermy a bust.
They're the one where, like, their foyer is you walking through the cave that has been, like, chiseled out and everything like that. Yeah. This ancient dwarven stronghold or whatever. And instead of the statues of the dwarven heroes.
Oh, yeah.
It's the, like,
taxidermy bodies of adventurers.
Like, preserved bodies of the adventurers with all of their gear.
Yes. I love that idea so much.
And then right above, like, the dragon's throne is the one adventurer who got super close to killing her, or him.
Yes. Like, this one has come the closest.
Yeah. And then you try to kill the dragon, and then necromancy. All of the adventurers are now trying to kill you.
So what I like about...
Oh god, that'd be horrifying.
What I like about being a DM is going, you tell me what happens to your character. Because the players are going to come up with something way worse.
Oh yeah.
Thank you.
Oh yeah.
Thank you. Because that is a great idea.
I know that a lot of my ideas are high-level shit.
Yeah, well, that's
and if
that's
I wrong. Give you high-level ideas, you're going to be like, I need to get them there. So then you're going to get me properly equipped to get there.
Oh, trust me. Like with two players, you guys are going to be like more decked out and stronger than your average player. Because I need to make up for the fact that there's less players.
Oh, yeah. Like, when we get to the 15th level, we're going to come across another like group of like 15th level characters, like four of them. Mm-hmm. And we're going to like... beat them down. Okay. You guys need to leave. You guys need to stop.
Okay. So, the blue dragons, like, what it says about collecting people?
Yeah.
We're definitely on the right track when it comes to, like,
the army thing?
Not just the army thing, but, like, the Stockholm Syndrome kind of thing, or the...
Okay.
Like, they collect, like, agents. Like, they like to have agents.
Oh,
bards, so they're the ones sages, who artists, send out wizards.
They're the ones who send out the Jafar characters, or they're the Wormtongue characters.
I feel like blue and green are going to be very similar in this aspect.
So blue and green would be the ones lines. Who would realistically team up.
Because it says that like they like
this kingdom's being a problem.
They like they're like they take servants that are like very like they like this is my trusted servant and.
Let's be fair, there's probably a lot of wizards who would just willingly jump at the chance to be a dragon servant that wouldn't need to be Stockholm Syndromed at all.
So, like, they love that. Like, they don't, like, they take servants and like, agents, like, kind of, I think, I imagine, like, historically, like, the king of the church kind of thing, where it's like, I'm gonna take care of you. I got a horde. I don't, you know, like, I want you to go do things for me to spread, because like, it's worth investing in you.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they're gonna manipulate them through, like, either, like, the more resilient ones on a Stockholm Syndrome you into loving me, but also, like, working with people on that.
Yeah.
The green
it's
ones.
It's like, I just want you to be happy while doing my work.
Oh, yeah.
That's all.
Like, and let's... Like, all dragons are going to have a form of gold or gems or art.
That's which, the consistency.
By the way, it's in the book, like, in the DMG, but people always forget about it, is artwork.
Artwork can get super expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Dragon's Hoard, you find a painting from, like, some long-dead, like, elven, like, ancient elf.
Imagine if you were to find a Van Gogh in your grandfather's basement. Yeah, like, it's like, wait. Oh, yeah, we've had it in the family for a long time. It's a painting. It's like, wait, do you know what you have? Like,
yeah.
But the green dragons, so they like conflict and corruption. They clash with dragons over territory, they accept the servitude of sentient creatures as Glominoids, Intercaps, Ettins, Kobolds, Orcs, Yon-Ti. Even Yon-Ti, wow.
That'd be...
different.
You have a trickster accepting the servitude of a political intrigue master.
That sounds very Green Dragon. That sounds very Green Dragon.
Does the Green Dragon just want the challenge?
I guess keep your enemies closer. Maybe. Friends close, enemies closer.
Or it's like, I want this kingdom toppled. Can you go?
Yeah, can you go do that?
Can you go take care of that?
I'll back you guys. I'll be your patron.
No.
You know.
It's like you get one favor, but just go get rid of them, please.
But living here's the one I just read about the green dragons, the living treasures. A green dragon's favored treasures are the sentient creatures it bends to its will, including significant figures such as popular heroes, well-known sages, and renowned bards. Among material treasures, the green dragon favors emeralds, wood carvings, musical instruments, and sculptures of humanoid subjects.
Ah, the artwork.
So, yeah, okay. They're the fire things kind of person.
Where better a place to get those than taking over a castle?
But, like, this is the Stockholm Syndrome guy.
Yeah.
This is the one that, like, I'm going to use mind-bending magic. I'm going to alter your memories. I'm going to insert myself in your life and twist you. Like... I feel like they are the ultimate, like, the blue is the patient hunter. This one's the patient schemer.
Yeah. The blue one is the one who is just like, I got enough stuff to make a deal too so sweet that you can't, mm-hmm. you can't bite it.
I like the green dragon to be Maybe, like, I don't know if they've done it yet or not, but how about a dragon being the patron? I guess, like, sorcerer.
I've been thinking about that.
I guess a sorcerer line would be a way of doing it.
Well,
because, like, they say, like, it's somewhere in your history, like, someone made a deal for dragon, that power seeped in.
Yeah, well, you remember the character background that I came up with for...
Yeah.
The dragon-blooded sorcerer. So, I feel like that would be different.
I feel like that would be a green dragon trying to take over a family.
Because I feel like a patron is somebody who's actively giving you the power. Or, like, they chose to give it to you.
True.
Whereas...
I feel like it could have started that way.
Yeah, I feel like the draconic bloodline sorcerer comes from somebody in their past who made a pact.
Yeah.
And then that's when it, like, disseminates.
Yeah,
and then skips, like, five generations or whatever. But I'd love to go through some stuff and make a homebrew, like, dragon pact warlock. I feel like that'd be fun.
Oh, yeah. Red dragons.
Red dragons.
Everyone thinks.
Classic, yeah. For a reason.
Yeah. Anyone who thinks of a dragon, it's going to be a red dragon. Like, unless you're a D&D player who, like, knows some differences, if you're just the average person thinking about dragons.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what color you saw that dragon, they're always the obsessive, torturous, powerful.
Yeah. Super ambitious.
Yeah.
Which, like, when you think about it, in a world like Farleone, you have all of these dragons that have their territories. A red dragon wouldn't do well in that mix. Because the other dragons are just like, I'm going to stay over here. We got our lines drawn. You don't mess with me, I don't mess with you. We'll be happy.
So,
and then a red dragon would be like, but I want more, though.
So there's that. There is a red dragon, ancient red dragon, in my world. And they are constantly the, like, pushing that, like...
They're the one who towed the line.
They're the guy that every year moves their fence 2 inches closer.
Yeah.
Like, until, like, you look, like, 10 years later, you look at a picture and you go, wait, that fence is, like, 3 feet in my, like, yard. Like, he's got, like, more yard than he had before.
Yeah.
I gotta do something about this. The red dragon in my world is, like, constantly kind of... in check. Like, they're ambitious, but they're not stupid.
Yeah.
Where it's like...
they're playing it smart.
I don't want to... like, I want to get more, but I also don't want to start World War III. Is how...
because if I start World War III, all of them are coming after me.
But I'm waiting for that time where they're all distracted and they can't come against me, so I can take something extra.
Yeah.
Like, so there is a tension. Like I said, there's a whole different world going on with them. Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, they're on a different power scale. Like, you guys are a fleeting piece of time to them.
Yeah, so, specks, like, of dust.
Exactly. So, like, I love that layer of the world.
Yeah, where they just don't care.
But these guys are the obsessive collectors. These guys, they are...
they want as much as they can get. They don't care what it is. They just want it.
They also love slaves, and they're wicked big about the status, their ego.
Oh, yeah. They're the ones who are going to have the kobold armies and the lizard folk armies.
And also, I want a, like, princess every 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, like, I want a pile of gold and a princess tied to a stick, you know, whatever it is, the spike.
Oh, yeah, that classic stake.
Yeah, the stake in the ground, you know, it's got, like...
On the cliff edge.
Yep, exactly. That, like, I come to take my tribute every, like, you know, generation. Yeah. Like, that's who the Red Dragon is.
Like, they're the ones who are they're the most flamboyant dragon. Without going into the metallics.
Yeah.
Gold dragons. Or no, copper dragons.
Mm.
They're the ones who would, like, come sit down, tell a story with me, and have a joke contest with me. Come on, I'll give you something. Which I find hilarious. I love it.
So, ooh, this is interesting. Oh, okay. I thought I said lore masters. So I was like, what? No, lone masters. Primal and vengeful.
The white dragons are the lone sharks?
Yeah, right? No, L-O-N-E, not L-O-A-N. So, it has a lot to say about them, really.
Yeah, surprisingly.
A lot, surprisingly. Treasure under ice, though. They love the cold sparkle of ice and favor treasure with similar qualities, particularly diamonds. They will bury their stuff under ice.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, if you're looking for treasure in a tundra, but you know it's under the ice, where do you start looking? How do you find that?
And like I said from before, you know, like the figureheads from ships, they like furs.
Ships themselves.
Magic items, seized from overly bold adventurers. Loose coins and gems are spread across a white dragon's lair, glittering like stars. I mean, these guys are like, whatever I can get.
Yeah, they're the trophy hunters.
Ooh, they have a flawless memory.
Really?
And they know how they came to possess every coin, gem, and magic item in their hoard.
That is...
They associate each item with a specific victory, because they're trophy hunters.
Yeah.
They're difficult to bribe.
The hoard is going to be inside of a...
Any offers of treasure are seen as an insult to their ability to simply slay a creature making the offer and seize the treasure for their own. Because they're... I can just do it myself. I can...
Yeah, but, yeah.
Why would you offer it to me? Like, they're for the glory of the hunt. I like that. Like, I read through all the dragons at one point.
Yeah.
But you forget quickly because it's so much. But, yeah.
All right.
I like that. I completely blacked out the whole memory part of that. They have amazing memory and they know all their trophies.
Every coin. Well, you want to know why? Is because the white dragons are usually portrayed as the most brutish.
Yeah, that's true. They don't get a chance to talk.
Yeah, it's like, what's the, their intelligence is 10. It's like, in terms of...
Basic.
They're the dumbest dragons in terms of dragons.
But it's still a dragon.
Yeah. That's still gonna be like Archmage level mind.
Yeah. Which, I love that idea that they're a hoarder. Like, all dragons are hoarders.
Oh, yeah.
They got their hoard. But they, like, no, I'm not throwing that away.
But see, they got the story for everything. You trying to steal from a white dragon. You sneak into his lair while he's out hunting something. He comes back.
He's gonna know immediately.
He's gonna know.
He's like, wait, that coin that I took from a Spanish galleon, like, from the captain.
386 years ago.
It was a coin that he particularly liked to flick in the air and catch with his hand. In his hand, like, I know that one.
Yeah,
I slayed him. Go? He flicked up in the air. I slayed him and then caught the coin. Where did that coin go? I like that. I actually really like that as a character idea.
I don't even want to get into the
metallics. I think the metallics would be for another day.
Yeah.
But
I love the metallic.
You know, if we're going to continue on with the evil dragons, we have to go back to the Dracolich.
Yeah, let's, like, look at the Dracolich.
Here's the thing with the Dracoliches, I don't want to go into Shadow Dragons.
Shadow Dragons, though.
Because I really don't know enough about the Shadowplane. I've never really...
I love the
Shadow. I haven't been interested.
The Shadowfell, think of it this way, is the evil Feywild.
The Feywild is already...
No. The Feywild is neutral.
It is neutral. But
Shadowfell is evil.
I can't
but
imagine.
But it's got, like, the same rules as the Feywild.
I can't imagine it. I don't know. I'd have to
put sadism onto everything that lives in the Feywild.
I would have to do more research into it.
Yeah, no, I love the Feywild.
But
it's like, the Shadowfell.
The whole Dracolich thing.
I don't like that it's just skeleton dragons. Because Dracoliches, to me, are, like,
so,
dragons
I mean,
that are now more powerful because they have liched them.
So...
Like, imagine, like, Raishan with Dracolich powers.
So, I think the question I have to ask, why would a dragon want to become a Dracolich when they have such a long life in the first place?
Red dragon. More power. Straight up.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. It seems...
Red dragon in a prominent kingdom that's always trying to send people to try and kill it.
I feel like even other dragons, regardless of chromatic or metallic, would go, what's wrong for you, dude? You know what I mean? Like, there's something not right.
Well,
like,
that's the same thing with lichdom.
For humans. Or
that's the same thing with lichdom in the mortal races.
Yeah.
But, let's say, green dragon. Lich. More magic.
I guess so. I mean, it does say that they need a group of mages to even complete the ritual.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's got to be a dragon who also, like...
Runs a cult.
And wants to immortalize themselves.
Yeah, which not so. That hard to imagine.
What
about an overambitious dragon that's been alive for so long? Like, one of the first dragons kind of deal. Who wants enough power to take Tiamat's place.
I mean, that would be an arc and a half. But, like, I'd almost imagine a cult of dragon worshippers. And, like, I mean, there's a whole Horde of the Dragon Queen thing, and there's liches in it, and I'll go look through that campaign book to see what reasoning.
Yeah, that and, like, they have the Wizards of Fae with them.
Oh, God, yeah. But I imagine more so against the dragon's will.
Okay.
Like, imagine
a somebody cult has to have a hell of a control on dead spell.
Well, like, not even a control on dead, but imagine, like, a we're not done worshipping you kind of thing. Imagine, like, a cult of...
Okay.
So, like... Here's a cult of devoted, of like the devoted to this dragon.
The zealots.
They're like, they are, they are absolutely like, I name my child after you.
Fanatics.
They are fanatics. And they're, the dragon they worshipped as a, like, god among men has been slain. Now, over the next decade or so, they're collecting power, rituals, information, everything they can do to resurrect and bring back to life in full consciousness of themselves, the dragon, making their dragon that's passed a Dracolich.
So, because that's the case, why wouldn't they just use like a true resurrection? What it would have just to be with some. It would have to have some reason why the normal resurrection spells couldn't bring back like a dragon soul.
Well, I mean,
can you imagine their quest to go get a dragon soul from hell?
I mean.
Well, what could you do with a dragon soul?
Or does it even go to hell?
Right? Like, where does it go?
Like, what?
Well, it would go to Tiamat, wouldn't it?
Would it go to a plane? Would it go to Tiamat? Like, here, that's a
I would say that, like, Tiamat would be, like, yoink.
What if it's not slain? Okay. Like let's, like, make it so, like...
Dying.
So what if there's questions that like, to alleviate questions that need to be answered? What if the dragon is some way mutilated and crippled and unable and healing's not working for some reason? Some kind of magical weapon was used to cause a wound that, like, literally, they have put their dragon...
Like a King Arthur's Excalibur kind of thing.
Yeah.
It cuts you, you can't...
It won't heal.
Wound will never heal.
So what if the dragon is wounded in a way that they cannot heal from it, and the only way to preserve them... Like, let's take killing them and just reviving them off the table, because...
That's just...
The whole thing with, like, with that, where I put way more danger into revives, is because kings would never be gone.
Yeah.
The people with the most resources, they would just be alive forever. So, let's imagine that with dragons as well. You know, just, like, some things just don't... Maybe, like, just the scale of their magic, the scale of their power, scale of their soul, they're just not just easily taken back.
Yeah.
Now, the only way to preserve them and keep them alive and going is to lich them. Is to actually finish killing them.
Yeah.
And in the moment of their death, put their soul in a phylactery, and then put the phylactery, like, use the phylactery to power them again, and yeah. Now they're alive.
Or you could go with religious fanatics that just, they're trying to do something nice, quote unquote.
Well, I mean...
And give the dragon more power.
Yeah.
Or what if the lichdom for dragons is a way of instilling servitude? Essentially creating a dragon... A superpowered dragon zombie skeleton thing.
Well, I mean, if you're gonna go the servitude side, I mean, that could be even scarier.
A dragon now, who's going to enslave a dragon. Nevertheless, an ancient dragon.
To go back to Aragorn because of the whole dragon things. I like this concept that they had of... They had, like, a heart stone. That, like, when their body passed, when they died...
Yeah.
The stone could be collected, and it held their consciousness in it. I mean, they went over it a little bit, but imagine the madness encased in that, where, like, you no longer have your body.
Oh, yeah.
Everything you sense is through this, like, big stone. Depending on the age of the dragon, depends on how big it is, but, like,
yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, no, it'd be messed up. Imagine trying to stop a cult that is strong enough to bring back a dragon at the Dracolich.
That's top-tier stuff.
Yeah, that's not okay. That's not okay.
Yeah. I like dragons, and I wish that we could make them more of a lower level problem.
Yeah, but even a super low level dragon is just like, it's a lot.
Yeah,
could throw a gimped wormling at us.
I mean, I think it takes like a party of like four level five characters.
I think it's CR4. CR4, 3 or 4.
Yeah.
A wormling.
But like, optimized.
Optimized? Oh god, yeah.
Because... Even though the weakest dragon wormling is, like, a handful.
Well, I mean, if Darren's not taking the hits, Darren could probably, like, get the damage out to it.
Yeah.
but we would need to find some way to get the tank taking hits.
That's the thing, though. Like, if here's my problem with playing dragons in a game. They're going to be more dangerous than the stat block.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because they're not dumb. They're not run up, stand there, and get hit. They are, like...
Flybys.
I got wings, and I got breath.
Yeah, one of their biggest assets is their wings.
Why am I standing in front of you?
Yeah, right?
Like...
I mean, maybe something as, like, egotistical as, like, a red dragon.
Might get up there, but they're also not dumb, and they're gonna, like, their, like, advantage against
them. Yeah, the moment they start taking heavy hits is they're like, alright, legendary action, wing attack, you're all down, I'm out, peace. Like...
Yeah, now I'm up here, and I'm raining on fire on you.
Yeah, it's all that makes sense.
Like, if I were to take an ancient dragon, one ancient dragon, against a level 20 adventurer party, you guys better have, like, Earthbind, you guys better have things to take them down, because otherwise, you could play these things to be way more powerful than just a party level 20s. Yeah.
Or have somebody smart enough to be able to figure out something to bring down a dragon. Or enough, like, that depends. Do I have time to set up before I meet the dragon?
That's important.
At level 20... At level 20, give me a month to set up. That dragon's going down with one PC.
More importantly, maybe. At level 20?
At level 20? At level 20? With all the resources that you get at level 20?
Maybe. More importantly, does the dragon know?
Exactly. That's another thing. How much time do I have versus how much time does the dragon have?
Because just as well.
Exactly.
A lot of these dragons, like, they have agents. They have cults. They have, like, the most powerful ones. They don't just stick to themselves. Yeah.
Can we come up with a war game where it's like...
Armies
meeting each other, but it's like D&D style patrons. Like, you can go with a big demon versus an ancient dragon versus like a fey lord.
Oh, God, yeah.
Versus like a great old one and have the armies based on that. Can we come up with something for that?
Oh, I'm sure.
Because I want to do that.
That'd be fantastic.
And then you play as your commander... on the field, too, commanding your army. And then you just gotta keep your commander safe, but your commander is also, like, a beast tank.
That sounds like a model-based war game.
I would play it. I would play the hell out of that. I actually really want to play that now.
With that, guys. We've rambled about dragons. Let's do some house cleaning.
Yeah. Well, you guys... If you want to talk to us, tell us how cool we are, or tell us that we're just a couple of nerds, we got a couple places that you can go. We got the Facebooks.
Facebook.com.
Cursed Dice Studios.
We also have Twitter.
You can
C Dice Studios.
Yep. Give us the tweets. There's also the Weebles.
The Weebly website. CursedDiceStudios.weebly.com. Weebly.com.
I'm trying to get into the house cleaning, but it's tough.
It is. I normally handle it.
Yeah.
We also have a Patreon, guys. If you want to go over there and donate just a dollar, there are some cool stuff on there for you at that level. We also would love for you guys to share the show. Get it out there. Get us known.
Also, something that would be awesome is send us ideas.
Yeah, show
tell
ideas.
Tell us what you want to hear about, because we will always take topics. Like, I want, like, at some point, we're going to have a backlog of just a folder just filled with topics.
Yes.
Which I want. And it would be awesome if we got that from you guys, so.
And with that, guys, thank you for listening, and we will catch you next week.
Yeah.